the railroad workers are frustrated over what they say is insufficient paid time off. You know, right now the railroads operate on this complicated point system, which I will not take you all the way through. But basically, if they take a day off, even if it's for a very legitimate reason, like an illness, they then have to earn back points to make it up. And so they were looking for guaranteed sick days. They don't think they got enough. And now they want to go back to the table and try and see if they can get some more.
What would it mean that the deal is rejected, and what may happen next? Are we taking another terrible step toward a walkout of some type?
Not necessarily directly to a strike, but we are closer. What's going to happen right now is they're going to go back to the table. Negotiators between unions and employers are going to sit down again. They're going to come up with another agreement, and then they're going to vote on that once more. So basically what's happened is we're a little bit farther from an agreement, but we are not per se like a day away from a strike or anything like that.
How is the Biden administration responding, and have they given any sign on what they might do going forward? We understand they were instrumental in getting this deal together to try to save our economy the first time around.
They were. And we heard from the Brotherhood that the administration has been in touch. You know, they said that they had received a communication from Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. I think we're going to see them take a back seat, though. I think they're really looking for the unions and the employers to sort this out on their own. And they're trying to tell everyone else, you know, Congress, the administration, to kind of stay out of it until they have a chance to really reach an agreement in good faith.
I hope nobody thinks I'm making a joke here, but we're in an era of the metaverse and 5G, really fast internet and all this. And here we are with this, I guess you could say, industrial age problem with like a rail strike coming up. Isn't that not only striking, but a little bit bizarre in the year 2022?
It is. It does. It feels like one of those things that we haven't talked about since the 19th century. And it just goes to show that I think no matter how much technology advances and how many things in our infrastructure change and morph, you know, the railroads are still such a critical part of our infrastructure. And I think a lot of people in these last few months have been made fully aware of the fact that if something were to happen, these workers were to walk off the job, it would be devastating. You know, we'd have starving livestock, we'd have empty grocery shelves, delayed packages. The list kind of goes on.